Well, have you ever had an hours-long power disconnection in your home? What about during a heatwave? According to a new Landmark report, around 65,000 First Nations households which have prepaid supply arrangements are being disconnected up to 59 times each year. These interruptions are affecting food security as well as the health and well-being of customers. And what's more, there's little room to move or change how electricity is provided to these households and these communities. Lauren Mellor is the Clean Energy Program Director at Original Power and is the report's co-author. Lauren, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning. Thanks for having me back on the program.
Lauren, this is the first time a national snapshot of Australians using prepaid power arrangements has been undertaken. What's surprised you most in this research?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, despite prepayment being an expanding supply arrangement for many First Nations communities, including most recently into South Australia, we've never had a comprehensive look at how the experience of accessing electricity in this very precarious way is experienced by First Nations communities and energy customers. This report has relied on unprecedented access to customer energy use data. We've had four of the five retailers using prepayment in Australia collaborate, which has been really important to get that picture of how often disconnections are happening. And then from the household perspective, we've spoken to hundreds of households across the north of Australia and asked them what's happening inside the home when you're without power for this amount of time. And the results are alarming. You will have seen many of the standout findings in that report, which say that some of these families are going without power in temperatures soaring above 40 degrees for days at a time. So certainly the impact of extreme heat and the flow-on implications that has for people's health, well-being, the productivity of those communities has just been really stark. And so what it's been able to do is give us a pathway forward to seek reform on prepayment with the federal government, with state and territory governments, and with retailers to really bring this form of supply arrangement into alignment with other consumer protections that we have in the energy market more generally.
So, Lauren, what does this prepayment system look like in an individual household? How does it work?
Most Australians would be unfamiliar with prepayment. What it looks like is similar to a prepaid mobile phone, where a customer needs to go down to the local store, need to purchase some credit, usually in the form of a voucher or topping up a card. They'll come home, enter that into their meter, press go, and the home is energised for that period of time. As soon as that credit runs out, the home is automatically without power and they lose all the basic functions of a healthy home, including, most importantly, refrigeration and cooling.
And is there any warning? How do you know when it's going to run out?
No, and that's one of the big issues is the low functionality of this to actually inform a customer of how much credit they have left when they're about to run out. So we're actually seeing that quite a number of these disconnections could be avoided simply by having some sort of warning system. What we're seeing at the moment is customers who are very concerned about their energy use, they're already self-rationing because they can't afford to keep the credit rolling for that entire fortnight. They're regularly going outside the home, opening their switchboard meter, pressing a button and having a look how much power they've got left. So you imagine the disruption to daily life, needing to check whether you've chewed through $20 or $30 worth of power a day. That's how people are staying informed. So one of our recommendations is there are some really basic functional improvements to prepayment to actually let customers know how they're going with that credit, warning systems, in-house displays. There are some really low-hanging fruit where retailers, if they were motivated to do more for their prepayment customers, could actually help avoid a lot of those disconnections.
We know that there's a lot of overcrowding in some of the most remote communities. What do we know about what goes on in those households if it's getting close to the power running out? There might be a number of people living in that home. They've got to sort out who's going to pay.
That's right. I mean, the prepayment system, with the absence of Centrepay and other ways that people can direct debit and contribute to a household's power costs, we're not seeing those functions being enabled for communities anymore. And so really there is what communities are telling us is that prepayment does cause conflict in the home because we want everyone to be chucking into that power bill. But it also means that It's just a very precarious situation where people are unaware when that power is going to run out. And so people are often caught short, and it does contribute to overcrowding. We heard from many families who said, when we run out of power on an extremely hot day, and these are really hot box, poorly designed homes that we're talking about in these remote communities, whole families are moving next door and contributing to that overcrowding. And what the report has found is that level of disruption and dislocation across community households is contributing to things like the really high rates of rheumatic heart disease that we're seeing. Diseases that are based on overcrowding and that should be avoidable are being contributed to because people don't have secure energy in their homes.
Lauren, good to talk to you again. Now, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much.